Good morning, everyone. 早安哈，我们今天有一个七岁的小孩要来听八四，第八四。I myself didn't get straight yet. I hope you can get something from the talks. I have many, many books on my desk. Some of them are this huge and in ancient Chinese. So, you know, when you know each word, you don't, doesn't mean you know the meaning of the, the sentence. And you have to check, many books to find out what's the consensus meaning for that, those, words. 那现在要讲第八四哈，那第八四是更难讲的一个四哈。那老实说，我自己都还没有完全懂哈，所以边读还要边查书哈。那我现在桌上已经累积了很多书了哈，包括大本小本的哈，还有文言文的。那文言文一句读下来，其实有很多种解释，你也不知道是哪一种，你又要去查别的书哈。然后查了这更多之后，你发现各家说法又不太一样，好，那才是真是那我尽量说我懂的哈，然后尽量就是让大家有一个只是有一个 clear picture 哈，就是说I try to explain the eighth consciousness in such a way that we still keep our goal in mind.That why we want to study the Yogacara, and how it can help us practice in our daily life or in our method. And so I try to, exclude something that is complicated or, scholarly, study or debate, and try to focus on our practice. Okay. 那我这么多的讯息的时候呢，我就想办法哈，把一些第一个我不懂的删掉了哈。第二个呢是我觉得太多属于学术的学术的这个议论哈，还有就是一些各家比较的不同的一些说法哈，比较学术上的东西呢，我也没有列入，我尽量把它回归到我们为什么要我们的目标哈，就我们为什么要学唯识的这件事情哈，是希望能够帮助我们在日常生活的修行，还有我们禅修方法的运用上面哈。OK, so the eighth consciousness, most of you can hear or check from the books. It is called Alaya.Alaya consciousness. 那大家第八识也叫做阿赖耶识哈，大家常常在书上会看到。And Alaya is only one of the name for the eighth consciousness. It has another two name. I will explain it later. Why the name change? It's just like the example I gave you in my last talk. You know, You did not change, but the people around you or the people, how people comment about you make you a different person. So when the people's gone or when you lose your, title of your job, then you become different person. For example, when you are single,You will never be named as a lousy mom or a nagging mom, right? Until you have a child. And then your child complained about your detail, then you have a name called nagging mom. It's the same way. The Alaya, the eighth consciousness has different name based on, the attachment by the seventh consciousness. If the sixth and seventh consciousness has less attachment, then the Alaya become more pure. Okay, until it's totally transformed into the wisdom. Okay. 那大家在书上常常看到阿赖耶识齁，其实第八识有三个名称齁。 那在后续呢，我们会再讲到其他两个名称哈。那一般来讲，在我们凡夫来讲，就是讲阿赖耶识哈。那上次我也有讲过说，为什么阿赖耶识会有这么多的名称哈？原因就在于外面的执着哈。就像说，上次我举个例子，就说你从小长大，你就是这样的你，你的行事作风就是这样子哈。但是如果你有一个你有一个妈妈的身份的时候呢，然后你就忽然被你的儿子说你是一个唠叨的妈妈，好，因为他不喜欢你这么很具细迷疑的盯着他，所以呢，你就忽然有一个名称叫做我那唠叨的妈妈这样子哈。啊，其实你从小到大就是这个样子的做事就是这样啊，只是因为你有一个小孩，然后因为他不喜欢你的唠叨，所以你就变成一个唠叨的妈妈。好，那第八识也一样哈，他变成阿赖耶识是因为第六识也执着，第七识也执着，然后就他就变成阿赖耶识。等第六识跟第七识慢慢的清净，就是不要那么多执着哈，慢慢的这个提升了之后呢，那阿赖耶识也就跟着提升了哈，他就有不同的名称出现了哈。OK，so、okay. Now I read, you've seen this, figure, many times. I categorize this, the attachment for the, of the, from the sixth consciousness as illusions because, it will, interpretate what the mind perceive from the outside world as real. So it's illusion. And the it's the called attachment for the seventh consciousness because the job for the seventh consciousness always grabbed the eighth consciousness as true self, okay? And the eighth consciousness, I call it ignorance right now because it just manifests based on this sixth and this previous seventh consciousness attachment or afflictions, and so it just provide whatever it has in the S consciousness, and so it's the core ignorance based on the philosophy of the Yogacara, but when they are transformed, you know, into the wisdom. And the sixth consciousness become the wisdom of wondrous observation. It does not deluded by the signal it perceive anymore. So it's wondrous observation. Okay. And, when the seventh consciousness, does not attach to the eighth consciousness as true self, then it will become the wisdom of equanimity. In other words, it won't attach to certain type of seeds as the true self. Okay. And when the eighth consciousness transform into the wisdom of great perfect mirror, means we are achieving the Buddhahood. And how did say it's called, what is called wisdom of great perfect mirror. Everyone look at the mirror every day, right? The mirror got to be very flat and not dusty, very clean, in order to reflect the exact you in front of the mirror. But if the mirror is distorted or dusted or colored, you will never see the true you. Right? And if there is a still attachment or an affliction from the sixth and seventh consciousness, the mirror got distorted, got colored, got dusted, and it cannot show our true suchness. Okay. That's why it's called the wisdom of great perfect mirror when it's transformed. 那这个图齁，大家有看过很多次了齁，那我把这个 第六识哈，称为妄想。好，当然我下面再跟大家讲不同的分类哈。妄想是因为他把他看接收到外境的东西以为是真的的这件事情，是由第六识来分别的哈。那所以当他能够转世成智的时候呢，他就真的能够成为妙观察智，他能够真正的看到说一切唯心造，这个外物是怎么，外物的现象是怎么产生的哈。那第七识呢，他转世成智之后呢，因为他一直执着第八识的见分为我嘛哈，所以他就一直执着有一个我，有一个我，那有我了之后就有你，一切世界就不再平等了哈，就有你我的分别哈，内外的差别。所以呢，第七识呢，等到他转世成智的时候呢，他就成为一个平等的性质，他能够平等无分别的去，就是说操作这个心。好，那第八识呢，在还没有转世成智的时候，我们称它是个根本的无明哈。那这个无明呢，能够转换之后会成为大圆净智。好，那为什么叫大圆净智呢？好，大家知道那个镜子哈，一定选镜子不是要选很平的嘛，那又很亮的嘛哈。那我们每天照镜子才是可以哈清楚照到自己嘛哈。啊，包括哪边长一颗痘痘啊哈，这边有圆角纹，通通照出来了。那可是因为平常的时候呢，第八识它被第六跟第七识的执着跟烦恼，好，把它那个镜子就变成变形了哈，不仅变形哈，上面还有灰尘，好，还有各式各样的东西在上面，所以它没有办法呈现我们的真如，好，那我们就希望说它能够转成大圆镜子。 But how can this its consciousness transform into the wisdom? It depends on the transformation of the sixth and seventh consciousness, not itself. 那如何转世成智，其实主要是在第六跟第七识。And for practice purpose, the sixth consciousness is our main focus.那在修行上面来讲，第六识是我们这个专注哈要修的目标。And in other literature, it can be categorized as this. They categorize the eighth consciousness as illusion, attachment to the seventh consciousness, and the sixth consciousness as the discrimination. And no matter how we categorize, It's trying to explain the function or the defilement of all the consciousness. 那这个只是告诉大家说，不同的书上它有把第六、第七、第八意识有分别成妄想、执着、分别，好，这样也是可以的。就是说，针对他们的的一些功能哈，就是他们的缺点哈，然后来分类哈，这是也是另外一种分类方法哈。And let's quickly go through this. Okay, the six phenomenal objects and five organs or five faculty plus the six consciousness. So six faculty means, the eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and my six consciousness are the six faculty we usually use. And the six phenomenal object, is the color, sound, smell, taste, touch, and Dharma. 那这个图哈，就是我们常常讲六根跟六尘嘛哈。那眼耳鼻舌身意识就是第六意识，好，然后就是色声香味触法，好，就是我们的六尘，好。And then we talk about actually the Dharma related through the six consciousness and.The attachment for the seventh consciousness, actually it related to the object component of the eighth consciousness. 那我们上次也有讲过哈，就是所谓的法，外在的法其实是 第六意识的执着经过、第六意识的分别经过第七意识的执着呢，去连接到第八意识里面的一个相分，好，然后让它产生，让它产生是见分，相分，然后变成是法。所以事实上这个法是在心内的执着，不是外在的哈。Then I hope I use this simplified figure to explain the function, because we go through the first to seventh consciousness already, and we are now trying to explain the eighth consciousness here. And I briefly use this figure to summarize what we have learned from the previous seventh consciousnesses. Okay, so we have the five consciousness here. Okay, on your right side, the five organs receive the blue outside world, the body and world, and then they got a message, and then they generate the five consciousness, and through the sixth consciousness, when it's activated, it can automatically divide it into subjective part and objective part, right? And so the first five consciousness will grab whatever the sixth consciousness related to as the true body and world. You know, how they perceive world is actually the signal they got, and through the interpretation or discrimination of the sixth consciousness, and it will grab the object part of the eighth consciousness as the related to the so-called memory or image from the eighth consciousness as the signal, that feedback to the first five consciousness, and show this world or our body. And then at this moment, the object part for the sixth consciousness is called direct object, and the object from the eighth consciousness is called indirect object, meaning that the direct object, they don't know what that is. They have to find a database in the eighth consciousness to get the similar experience or a similar image and relate it to it, and then tell you, you know, what it is. And we have talked about this many times, you know, the Native American didn't know the ship when the Columbus approached the land here, because in their memory they never see ship. So when they see it, they don't know it's ship, and it didn't even see it. Okay. 所以哈，这个前五识呢，他接受讯息之后，他要五根接受五尘的时候，他变成五识。五识进来的时候，他其实是借由第六意识的五聚意识，就是他跟五识一起升起的这个第六意识呢的相分，第六意识的那个相分呢，它产生了这个讯息之后呢，它会去第八意识里面去导相似的一个经验的相分，然后连结了之后，然后它就起分别说，哦，这个是船，就像我们之前不是有讲说哥伦布要登陆新大陆的时候，他在海边停了很久，那土著都不知道有船，没看见那个船，因为他们从来没有看见船，在他们的经验跟记忆里面没有船的这个印象，所以当他眼根接受到船的时候，他是没有办法分别的，那这是一个比喻啦，那所以呢，第六意识他直接的亲所缘缘是他自己的相分，可是他的疏所缘缘呢，事实上是第八识的相分。 Okay. And also for the seventh consciousness, when it activates, it's again has a subjective part and objective part. And the objective parts related to the subject part of the eighth consciousness and link it, related, and the subject part of the seventh consciousness always attached to this as true self. Because one of the property of the eighth consciousness is always activate. All kinds of seeds activate all the time. So it always has a subject part for the seventh consciousness to grasp. Okay. So because it's keep going and never stop. So it makes the seventh consciousness think that it's the true self. It's me. And it's permanent. Okay. 那第七世呢，它在启动的时候一样的，它一定要有一个能见分哈，能，然后相分一个锁，有能锁哈。它的相分呢，事实上是也是一样哈，它也是亲锁圆圆是第七世的相分。好，那但是呢，它还是要去找，去第八世的资料库里面去找。好，那他会跟第八世的见分连结，好，然后去抓取，就一个亲所远远，一个疏所远远这样子之后呢，他去抓取他为我，哈，那为什么会以他为我呢？原因就是说第八世的种子就是一直哈，很像瀑布，他就一直都会现前现行现行，哈，那他有这个见分就一直都在，一直都在。所以呢，第七世就一直感觉说，哎，就一直觉得这个就是一直在，这个就是我，而且它是恒常不变的，是一，好，就是我，这就是我这样子。So basically, this is how our minds work. You know, it's not a different part of the mind. It's we have only one mind, okay? But our mind has different function, different levels of attachment.And different subtlety. So, our past patriarch and advanced practitioner, when they through meditation, they observe different levels of mind or different subtlety of the mind and different function of the mind or different attachment of the mind. So they use this theory or to explain how our mindsworks, okay, how we perceive this world and how, why that they want to keep telling us that it's our mind create this world, okay. 那这是一个很简略的一张图，就告诉大家说我们这个心识是怎么活动的，我们怎么去接受外境，我们内部是怎么产生分别跟执着的。那我还是要再次强调说，我们的心就是只有一个心，好，那只是因为说这些瑜伽行者在很深的禅定的时候呢，他看到了不同心的功能，不同心的执着，跟不同心的这个深度，好，跟他的这个很维系的部分呢，他把他用这样的一个理论，好，把它分出来，然后解释给我们听。好，说诶，我们的心到底是怎么活动的，哈，心是怎么产生的，怎么样子的一个过程。然后最主要还是要告诉我们，一切唯心造，好，所有的一切都是唯心所造。好， And so the purpose of Yogacara school is trying to emphasize all the phenomena are created by our mindAnd what we need to pursue is the nature of our mind, okay? Not the true nature of our mind. 那所以呢，唯识学呢，它主要的一个目的呢，是告诉大家，就是现象哈，唯识相都是虚幻的，不是真的。那我们修行者要找到的是什么？要看到的是唯识性。是我们的真性，是我们的本性的那个部分。 好。Okay, then that's narrowed down to the eighth consciousness. And this is a standard four aspect theory to explain, you know, how our mind consciousness works. Again, assurance of self-recognition, and there is a subject part who can perceive the object part. So there are four parts called four aspects. And there are many, many, many all kinds of seeds in the eighth consciousness, including how we can perceive our body and this world. And 这个那我们再回归到第八识，第八识一样的，在四分说里面一样有正智正分，有智正分，然后它还能够变现出能见的我，能见的这个见分跟所见的相分，这样的一个过程。然后在八识里面有各式各样各式各样的一种子，好，当它种子现行的时候就会分成这样子，然后包括我们的根生气界的种子全部在这第八识里面。 So the eighth consciousness is actually the essence of the rest, the first to seventh consciousness. 好，那也就是说第八识其实是最重要的一个识，好，它是前面前七识所依赖的，就前七识要能够功用，一定要就是要靠第八识，它等于是世间万法的本源啊，所有的东西，所有一切的存在来自于第八识。所以我们一定要去设法了解第八识，但是第八识因为它没办法感觉，它没有脾气，它没有烦恼，它没有很出众的一种心事活动，我们根本没有办法感觉它的存在。However, the eighth consciousness, it has no emotion, it has no significant affliction, so it's really very hard to know its existence. Okay. Why?The eighth consciousness, what does it have? You know, what's eighth consciousness? Basically, eighth consciousness has the seeds from the first to seventh consciousness, and the seeds for the bodies, and the seed for the worlds. Okay, so it's basically a storehouse for the seeds, for all the seeds that make all the phenomena and all the existence and all the universe. 那第八识呢，它到底是什么？第八识它就是一个常识，它就是一个地方把所有第一前七识的种子放在这，前七识的种子在这里面。好，那根生的种子也在这里面。气界的种子也在这里面，所有一切的种子全部在第八识里面。也就是说，这个第八识是所有一切法界的存在，一切万物的现行，还有整个宇宙所有的一切，都是第八识的这个本源产生的。So we need to know what are seeds.Right, you want to know what are seeds. Seeds. It's analogies. We use seeds means it's a very tiny power, but it can grow up into many different things. I cannot translate all the Chinese, so I just get some keywords. Forgive me if the English doesn't make sense to you. I will explain. The definition of seeds has three. First, it's not form, you know, not material. It's not mind. The seed is not mind. Even the eighth consciousness is mind consciousness. But the seed is not mind.And it, it's only with different functions, with different functions. 好，那第种子，大家都想说，那到底种子，好，种子有前期是这各种各样的种子，那种子到底是什么呢？好，第一个它的定义是，种子非色，它不是物质的东西，所以它没有大小轻重的这种分别。那它也不是心，好，它不是心事哦，会产生什么什么，自己产生什么样的反应？不是，它就是它有一个功能的差别。好，它有一个功能的差别哈。I can only think of analogy. For example, this temple here. People comes, right? You can sit here. And people come, people go, right? Bad people come, good people come, dog come, kids come, whoever they can come. And you can go. So it's not material things. And it's not mine because this temple does not think. The temple just take and give. Depends on what? Depends on you, not the temple. Why you come, why you go? Depends on the sixth and the first seven consciousness. Okay? But this temple has different function, right? So we have Dharma talks. So people like Dharma talk come. We have chanting. People like chanting come. We have meditation. Meditation people come. We have all kinds of functions. So all kinds of seeds come. All kinds of seeds manifest, come and go, right? So the seeds, you know, what's in the eighth consciousness, the seeds itself has different functionality. And it's not form, not material, and not mind. And second, 中文讲一下哈，第一个定义哈，就是说我想到的一个例子，就是说我们这个禅中心哈，就是这间大殿好了，好，那大殿就是一个空空的地方，然后今天我们有演讲了，大家就来了，对不对？好，啊，来了之后又走了，好，那今天我们办周日讲经，就一批人来，那下午唱诵就另外一批人来。哪天办禅衣又是另外一批人来，然后人就这样来来去去来来去去，不是这间禅中心并没有做任何的举动，它没有一个你们所谓的 form 哈，不是我禅中心的一部分哈，那我也没有起心动念说哎，什么人不可以来，什么人来，要来不来是谁决定，是你们决定，对不对？那你们就是第一世到前七世是你们，你们看要怎么样的因缘，然后你们要来就来的。那我们禅中心的功能就是我提供不同的活动了哈，就是看要唱诵、要打坐、要讲经、要做什么哈，打太极拳，然后你们就来就对了。好，那它就是一个种子的定义，就是我没有，我这个种子就是我没有任何的什么东西，我只是一个功能。好，我提供一个功能。然后让种子能够现前这样子哈。The second is once it's activated, it can manifest unlimited phenomena in the ten realms. This is very important. So we call all the existent, all the what we can perceive the space.It is in ten realms, okay? And all the phenomena happen in the ten realms is actually manifest by these seeds in the eighth consciousness. So it's unlimited because it has all the seeds in the eighth consciousness. 那这个种子呢它只要一现行的时候呢，哈，它是十法界里面的身罗万象都可以现行的。这个种子无尽，所以世间无尽。哈，所有 六道啊，六道众生，佛菩萨缘觉声闻，此世界他世界，此国土他国土，全部要靠这些种子来现行。So everything, every phenomena, every existence is created by the mind, by the seeds in the eighth consciousness. And that, lastly, when the seeds activated, its subject component brings up the object component. So the subject part is the what can grasp, and the all the object part manifest. That's the definition of the seeds. 那第三个就是说，当它现行的时候，是见分去带出相分。好，很多时候是相分，前五识它是相分机进来之后呢，让第六识的自证分知道，哦，一个东西进来的时候，它马上变现见分跟相分，然后去起分别。种子不是哈，种子是一现行的时候是见分去拉相分出来的。So, in conclusion, the seeds, when it is activated, it generates the form, the material world, and our mind. 那也就是说，世间万法都是有赖于第八识阿赖耶识中所藏的万法的种子变现而来的。Okay. So next,or people will say, okay, where are the seeds come from? 那大家会不会想说，这么多种子是哪里来的？ The same questions, you know, are we originally Buddha? Why we have so many this such kind of seeds? Why it's not pure in the beginning? You know, the question come back again.那同样的，大家就问说：“啊，那这么多好的、坏的、不懂的种子，通在里面了哈。”那大家又会又去问到说，生命的起源的这个部分哈，就是那我们不是本来成佛，本来就是佛嘛？那这些种子是怎么来的？本来是清净的，怎么会有这么多乱七八糟的种子进来？好，again, it's In Yogacara school, these schools pay more attention on the phenomena part, how we generate phenomena, how we perceive this phenomenal world. But it has less emphasis on the nature of Buddha nature itself, and how we get ignorance. And this part, you know, we are originally pure and we got impure, or we impure, how we can get purified. You know, the crucial point of the transition is never got clearly explained, because it's just like, you know, you wake up from the dream.In a dream and in real world, you know, the cross line from illusion to real, you just wake up and you know. And no one can explain the transition from the dream to real world. It just wake up. Okay. But still, the scholar has different hypotheses to explain where the seeds come from.Okay, so there are three major hypotheses. The first say, oh, all those seeds originally exist. Okay, and the second hypothesis say, it's newly formed. You know, all the seeds originally not there, but it's because we make a lot of things, so, you know, it's accumulated from past unlimited lives. And the thirdtheory is say some from originally exist, some newly formed. And now the most favorite hypothesis is the last one, okay, so that they can explain all the whole hypothesis. Okay, just let you know, you know, because. Cut and pass 没有 cut 得很好哈。Original 它的 difference 就是说一开始的时候 ，OK. The question is, because he can read Chinese, he say that the first and the third looks the same. But I think what I'm trying to, because I cut and pass, but the difference is between the two, these two is, the first one is everything is originally exist. Of course, those seed will got keep changing afterward. But the third one is, it's originally some origin, you know, all the seeds original, it has originally, and you have new, you know what I mean? The seeds, all the seed originally has, originally, has every, all the seeds, and then it got changed. And the third one is part of it is original exist and got changed. And the other seeds is newly input, newly formed. Yes.
When I first learned about this, Shifu used to talk about karmic seeds.
Karmic seeds.
I haven't heard the word karma yet, but the basic understanding that I've had is that the eighth consciousness is the repository of all our karmic seeds, and the operation of karma in our personal lives comes from the fact that when we do bad things, we are planting negative karmic seeds in our own consciousness, our own eighth consciousness. And you know, when we do good things, we plant
yes.
good things. And then when we die, if you remember the 12-link chain,
mm-hmm.
when we die, what is it that crosses from this lifetime to the next lifetime? It's consciousness, according to the 12 links. It goes
yes.
ignorance, karma, then consciousness, and then that is what goes into the next lifetime, which
yes.
is name and form, where the new fetus
mm-hmm.
is formed, and
mm-hmm.
so on. So I'm interested in the idea that all the seeds are already there, and if that's true, what effect do our actions in the world have on the eighth consciousness? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because
yes.
the other method of talking about it that I sort of understand is that we can change our own eighth consciousness by what we do in the world today, because
mm-hmm.
that's why you should live a wholesome life rather than an unwholesome life, right?
Yes. I think all the hypothesis has its reason. The first one is everything already exists and then afterward changing. And it has the advantage saying that, you know, because when we attain the Buddhahood, we have all the ability, all the functions, but it's because what we choose to function depends on my vows. Because I have the ability, I know what, you know, it become my tool. All the seeds become my tool that I use to help sentient beings. But for ordinary people, we cannot choose. We choose the seeds by our affliction, by our ignorance. But the third one has its the advantage is that we have some originally exist, and then we later on input something. Just like, you know, if I never see the ship, I cannot recognize the ship. The same idea. Then I got educated. And I know, oh, this is a ship, this is it, and then put a seed in my S consciousness. Later on, when I see ships, I can recognize the ship. So why later on the third hypothesis got more well accepted? It's because of this. But I will get to, you know, what you're talking about, karmic seeds, because seeds has two types. One is karmic seeds. The other is called designation. I will explain soon. Okay. 那我就中文哈，这个长话短说哈，就是说，这个 Bill 他讲说，以前师父有讲到嘛，我们讲那个业种子，有没有业力的种子？那他这个业力种子呢，就是比如说善啊、恶啊，哈，让我们去做善、做恶，都是因为我们往昔有业力的种子。那这些业力的种子呢，它会在我们十二因缘里面呢，是牵引我们一直。轮回的一个因子，好，然后就会就是在那个十二因缘里面，就是然后再产生行无名行识这样子一直轮回嘛，哈。那他就提到，他说他没有看到业力的种子的这个事情。我说，因为我们等一下会讲到种子有两大类，好，会讲到，因为这跟我们我们的这个心识的操作是很重要的哈，跟我们的修行也很有很大的关系。Okay, let's quickly go to the six properties of the seeds. The first, it arise and perish at the same time. No uphold period. If you recall that everything we talk about, all the existence, all the phenomena has four stages.And four steps. One is called arising, upholding, and decaying, and perishing, right? Everything, very soon or very slow. If our mind, very still, we can see every thought, even one quick thought from our mind has these four stages. Arising,upholding, decaying, and perishing. But for seeds, it only has arising and perishing, two stages. And these two stages, same, happen at the same time. Okay. 那第一个六种子有六种哈，它的功能哈，第一个就是它刹那灭。它刹那升起的时候其实就灭了，它没有所谓的成住坏空的过程，就是成跟空就消失，生出来跟消失是同时发生的。I don't know what example I can give. It's just like you know, the seed, if once it's sprouting, it's no more seed anymore. You know, sprouting and the sprout, it happened at the same time. If the sprout did not come out, we won't call it sprouting, right? And when it's sprouting, the sprout come out, it's not seed anymore. Just like that, you know, it happened at the same time. 就像说那个发芽有没有齁。种子没有发芽的时候我们叫它是种子嘛，当它发芽的那一刻是芽出来的那一刻是叫做发芽嘛，啊，只要它发芽了它就不再叫种子了，就是这个意思，就是它是刹那灭，就是有功能跟那个果是一起产生，哦，所以 the second is called related with the first one is,the seeds and its fruiting or outcoming process manifest simultaneously. Okay, so just like the seeds, its function and its outcome happen at the same time. And the first one more emphasized that there is no time lag between the process. And the second is more emphasized.The space idea, you know, it happened just same place, the same time. Okay. 那 第一个跟第二个哈，第一个强调的是说它在时间上是同时的，那第二个呢是因果一起的时候，它在空间上的现象是同时的。OK， 所以时间上也是同时，空间上也是同时哈。那就是说，他要他what this property try to break is that some religions or some other schools of practitioner will think that something is permanent. If it's permanent, means it has time lasting, parameters for them to last forever. But the seed, it's not permanent. It's not there all the time. For example, do you think that your mind when you are 6 or the mind when you are 40? You know, the mind you see, okay, in the Sarangama Sutra, the Buddha asked the king, you know, when you see the Ganges River at 6, and now you go see the Ganges River again, the mind that see the Ganges River, are they the same? 好，那这要破除的就是说，有一些别的宗教是认为说它是恒常的，我们的心是恒常的哈。那这个种子，它为什么要强调说刹那灭，而且是果具有？是说，在楞严经里面哈，佛不是去问那个国王说，你6岁还是几岁哈？你去看恒河的那个你，跟你现在去看恒河的那个你是一样的吗？You know, the river you see, the seeds that you plant in your mind, actually the image of the seed, the image of the Ganges River, the seeds in your mind has changed already. Even though you never see the river again, you know, maybe you see 30 years ago, you see something, and that image, that seeds planted in your 8th consciousness, and you think, I didn't do anything on that seed. And now I thought about it. The seed is the same seed. It's not.
I thought that's what the Sarangama said. Maybe I'm wrong. That it was the your actual seeing consciousness is the same.
In Sarangama Sutra, the emphasis is the true mind, the ability of seeing,
right,
is not changed.
Yeah,
okay, but what I'm trying to say is the seeds that you planted in. You know, when you see something and you plant it in your mind, the seed has changed. In other words, if we do something wrong, something bad, you know, we planted a bad seed, right, in the mind. That bad seed, 20 years later, it's the same nature, still bad. But the seed is not the same seed. This is very important, you gotta remember. Okay, if you do not understand. 那我要讲的是说，有一个很重要的，就是说，当你20年前做了一个坏事或起了一个坏念头，不是种了一个种子在里面吗？好，那20年后，请问这个坏的种子，它是不是一样的种子呢？它不一样。但是它的性质还是坏的，还是坏的嘛齁，但是它不是同一个种子哦。Let's go to the third property, then you will see. The third property of the sea is forever running like waterfalls. you know, it's like it's the seeds in your consciousness keep running, and it's just like waterfall. You try to cut it, cannot cut it. It's keep running. So the seeds in our mind, you know, it's keep running. It's not the same, but the property, the nature of the seeds you planted, it is it's the same. Okay, and so this is it's not a breakthrough. It's a very different concept for this school try to teach us. Is our mind is never the seeds is never the same, and the consciousness is keep active, it's keep functioning. Okay, I mean I'm talking about the seeds, not a consciousness as a whole. Okay, the just the property. 那第三个呢，它就是说种子呢，它就是横水转，它就像瀑布一样哈，就是一我们常常讲是说我们的心事如瀑布，有没有？根本就停不了的。好，它所以它那个种子呢，它是一直在转。可是它的性质呢是维持不变的，善的就是善的，恶的就是恶的。但是它已经不是那时那个善哦，那我们等一下会讲说种子现前它有四个因缘，因为种子现前的因缘都已经在变了。好 ，The fourth we will talk about why is it more in more detail because for seeds to sprouting or to functioning or activating, it needs four conditions. Because those four conditions are different already when you are 6 years old and when you are 40 years old. Okay. The fourth property is, I introduced you another name called Scented Power. I don't know if this translation is right. Okay, the nature of Scented Power decided its nature. In other words, have you scented something before? Like the flower, the fragrancy, if you want to scent it your clothes or this room, you just put it. And sooner or later, this room become fragrant, you know, has a flower or like smoke, a smoky cheese, smoky meat, you know, they smoke, and then the meat or cheese has the flavor or, you know, and the seed also we can smoke it or scented it by the six consciousness. Okay, so if I have the seeds, for example, this is a very example that I remember very, so the teacher taught us all the actions are neutral, no good and bad, including if I throw my cup on you, this action is neutral. What is bad is my intention. Okay? So maybe I thought there is no people. I throw it. This action, you know, throw the cup. This action is neutral. But what is bad is my intention. Can you take it? So the teacher say, if I take a knife and push it into your body, this action is neutral. But the intention I do it is bad. For example, if I hate you, I get angry at you, and I cannot control my emotion, so I take a knife. I want to kill you. This is really bad. But if you are a demon in the movie, okay, you want to kill all the people here, and I want to save all the people here, I need to kill you. in the same action, I take the knife and I kill you. But my intention is different. So the action itself is neutral, but the intention decided it's good or bad. But on the other hand, if I killed a people, I still need to take the consequence. But the seed for me is good. But the karma, you know, the I kill you, I need to take the consequence. But the consequence for the one that, because I'm angry, and for the one that I want to save people, is different. They are different. Okay? 好，讲衡水转跟决定性哈，决定性就是说，他这个种子哈，你是可以熏习他的哈。那这个假设你有一个，通常是很强的一个熏能熏的那个阴力哈，来的时候呢，他会决定这个种子呢是善是恶，好。那我以前在学唯识的时候哈，因为我印象很深刻，因为对我来讲是一个好像那个脑筋急转弯哈，是一个很不一样的 concept 进来。老师说，所有的举动都是无忌的，好，所有的举动、行为、举动是无忌的，善恶来自于我们的心起的发心，就是我们的起心。我们为什么要做这件事情，它有善恶，但是动作本身呢，它没有善恶。好，就像说我刚刚举一个例子，比如说我拿了一把刀，就是说我们看到的一个影像是我拿了一把刀，好，刺到你的身体。好，那这个动作它是无忌的，可是我为什么要这么做？比如说我因为我很生气，我气到我不能控制我自己，我就是不想再看到你了，我就做了这个动作，那这是恶的。但是今天如果我是为了，比如说有一个坏人来了，好，然后呢他准备要把我们这里的人全部杀掉了，好，那如果我知道他又拿个刀已经要开始做了，那我是不是要拿个刀，好，就像警察一样，我要跟他拼了嘛，哈，然后我也一样拿了个刀，我也刺到他身体里面去了。可是在我做的这件事的当下，我是为了要救其他的人，我跟这个人无冤无仇，可是他因为他要做这种坏事，我看不下去了，我必须要做这样的一个决定，我去做的这件事情，那这个动作就变成他是善的。好，那可是呢，我杀了人这件事情要不要承担后果，因果也不爽嘛，哈，就是说杀人的这件事情我就必须要承担后果，可是这个因果呢，我因为生气杀人跟因为我要救人而杀人，我承受的果报是不一样的，这样可以接受吗？好，就是这样。 The another two is it requires necessary conditions for these seeds to sprouting or to, then we will get to it. And the last one, seeds of body generate outcome of body, seeds of mind generate outcome of mind. Okay, let's go to, 那还有剩下两个，一个是说它要带种缘，这个种子一定要种缘合它才能够现行。第六个呢是说引自果的意思是说色法的种子一定是产生色法的果，心法的种子已经产生心法的果。我们再回头讲这个，我们先讲带种缘。 Let's explain the conditions first. If you recall, we all the consciousness in order for the consciousness to function or to generate, it needs four conditions. One is called cause and condition, means your six faculty need to interact with the six dust or six object. This is called cause and condition or contact. You know, in order, this is the first condition. The second condition, condition is continuity. And the third condition is the direct and indirect object. And the fourth condition is accessory condition. In this case, is six faculties are the accessory condition. Okay. For the six consciousness to generate out. 那在那个心法要升起就要具四缘嘛，好，是一个因缘，好，就是你色尘，哎，怎么，哎，六根对六尘，这个因缘一定要有，然后次第缘就是它要连续嘛，哈，不能说你还没来得及分别的时候，你已经不再看这个东西的时候，那它就失去了。那所缘缘呢，就是说它是直接所缘的东西，哈，就是说。 清所缘缘跟疏所缘缘，这个以前我们都讲过了哈。那增上缘就是说六根，好能够增上，好让这个心事来产生哈。So, you know, the seeds that is sprouting when you are 6 years old, and the seeds that sprouting when you are 40 years old, will they the same? You know, look at the condition here. The object, the person, the river, the road, the building, the street. You know, when you see that person again, it's not the same. First condition is different, right? And the third, the continuity is always there, but the object here, you see, the direct object is your mind, the indirect condition is your the phenomenon, and so your minds change, you grow up, you learn more things, you are more mature. You know, maybe you generate more virtues or merits. You perceive things differently. Your mind is not the same. You know, so when you perceive the seeds, when you grab the seeds and everything put together, make the seeds sprouting, the outcome of the seed will never be the same. Okay, 那大家想想看说，为什么这个 种子在六岁的时候跟四十岁的时候为什么不一样？看看这个因缘四缘哦。第一个六根六尘，你六岁的时候讨厌那个人，你四十岁再看到他，你也变老，他也变老了，是不是？好啊，这个街道这个房子啊，你可能是在美国看到他的，不是在台湾看到他的。好，这个外界的已经变了，然后所缘缘呢，我们的心。 我们长大了，四十岁了，我们是变得成熟了一点，我们可能还有修行哈，我们还有一些福德因缘在里面的哈，当然也可能反过来了哈，就说我的心也改变了，当我在看到这个人的时候，我的起心动念怎么会一样呢？是不是？好，所以他那个种子，虽然我六岁的时候我种下一个种子，就是我讨厌你这个种子。 但是我四十岁的时候再看到你的时候的这颗种子要现前的时候，跟你六岁的时候是不一样的。好，是这样子。OK，Now, finally, I separate the seeds. The first part is I just briefly explain the property, what the definition of the seeds and the property of the seeds. Then let's go to the first sentence of that explain the eighth consciousness. It goes like, the eighth consciousness has unshielded and neutral nature and only interact with the five universal mental factors. 那第八识规矩颂讲五识第八识的时候呢，第一句讲他说性为无复无变形，就是说第八识它的性质呢是无复无记的，然后呢它 它跟51个心所只跟五片形有反应。看到这个句子，大家就知道说第八识它其实是不会产生烦恼的哈，因为它只跟五片形 来和这个连结哈。So let's come back here. The eighth consciousness, this consciousness take all the seeds, including the seeds from the first to seventh consciousness, the seeds from, for the bodies, and seeds for the world. And this consciousness is not shielded because it won't generate affliction. It won't generate wholesome and unwholesome deeds. You know, the 51 mental factor, it only interacts with the first five pervasive or universal mental factors. So it's not shielded. And the rest consciousness are all shielded by arrogance, you know, hatreds, face all the good and bad mental factors. So they are shielded by those affliction or the mental factors. But only the eighth consciousness does not shield it by the mental factors. The pervasive is neutral. And it's neutral. It just take whatever the seeds. It just store it. Even though the seeds has good seeds and bad seeds, it's just like, you know, this room take all of you. I don't care if you're bad or good, you know, young or old. Just, I take it. Okay, so it's neutral. 那第八世就是这样哈，前七世根生种子、气界种子、前七世的种子，我全收了。因为呢，我没有选择，我也没有善恶的分别。好，我本身就是无忌的。那同时呢，我因为只跟51个心所里面的五片心好有连结，所以我也没有什么烦恼，我也没有善跟恶的分别，好跟就是善跟恶，然后我也不会有什么嗔恨啊，什么我慢啊这种烦恼，好，所以它本身不会被覆盖。好，那我们前七世好都被这些51个心所的烦恼好所覆盖，好，然后产生就是不快乐嘛哈。And then, this is the, you know, four aspect of it. And in other words, the four parts of the eight consciousness, the assurance of self-recognition, the self-recognition and subject part of the eighth consciousness are veridical, means the exact true quality. And the subject part is real object. Object part is real. That's what this sentence said. 那在这个八识的四分说里面不是有正智正分、智正分、见分跟相分吗？那它前正智正分、智正分跟见分它是限量。那限量它圆的一定是性净，性净就是真实的净。好，大家记住，限量性净一定是由限量来圆。好啊，限量一定圆性净。OK， 好。
What's the difference between veridical and real?
I cannot find the better translation. The real means the object is real. This is real. And I'm using my, you know, like, if I'm not in my dream, if I'm in my dream, the mind that I see the cup is not real, not veridical. You got it? 限量就是 it happened right now, at this moment, right now. Our mind can only perceive the real things at the present moment. If I think of yesterday, you know, if I think of yesterday, the things that know about the future, I only can grasp the real object at the present moment. Okay, here comes another thing. I might talk about that later. Yogacara school only admit the presence of present moment. They don't take the past and future, because they think that the real, the veridical, the true consciousness, the true minds only happen right now, the present moment, and see the real things right now. Okay, and Henry 问了一个很好的问题，让我想起一个很重要的事情跟大家分享。他说，那英文的 veridical 跟 real 有什么差别？我是很不好意思，因为我找不到更好的英文来区别。那真实的就是指那个物镜，那个这个杯子是真的吧？就在我面前，我又可以摸到，这是真的。那限量的意思是说有一个现在嘛，就是现在此时我看到它，我就是限量。这是凡夫的，我们不要讲圣义地，圣义的是另外一种说法。This explanation is only for ordinary people. There is another for supreme explanation. I won't talk about it now. For ordinary people, I right now look at the cup. I am the veridical. The mind right now is veridical. And I see right now this cup is real. And so they...有个 这个唯识学他不承认过去跟未来，他认为过去跟未来是不存在的，只有现在存在。为什么？种子已经变了，所有的东西都变了，只有现在是真实的。你过去种的种子已经变了吗？啊，过去的就已经不存在了吗？因为那种子已经一变已经变了。 You seeBecause all the things happened in the past has changed already, because those seeds keep changing. So you only have present moment. But ordinary people did not realize it. We still grasp the past and thinking about future. Those not real thing. Yogacara school only emphasize we only have present moment. Yes.Yes. Yeah. Yes. No. So that's, we talk about that in the sixth consciousness. Bill was asking, you know, if he remembered the cup he saw in the morning, then it's not veridical. I say, no, it's not veridical.Because it's your sixth consciousness memorizes something. You know, we talk about that it's fei liang or it's not veridical. It has three properties. The sixth consciousness has three properties for the subject part. Okay, it has...veridical when it's in samadhi, and when it's in the dream, it's not real. And when you imagine, then it's distorted. It's distorted. Your mind is distorted. Okay. 好，那 the 51 mental factor. I just want to let you know that it's only the universal one.It's neutral, so it can connect to wholesome, unwholesome, and neutral. Okay, so that's why the eighth consciousness does not have it, because it function and the outcome and the functioning happen at the same time, so it won't generate the so-called object-determined mental factor, because that's the second and third thought, you know. It happened on and on. But for seeds, it's just right now, it's changed, right now, change. So it won't generate the the object determined mental factor. It won't have wholesome, unwholesome, affliction, all kinds of mental factors. 那在这边只是要告诉大家哈，它跟无片型，它只有跟无片型哈，它是无记的。那无记的它可以通，就是它可以跟无片型，它可以跟善的、恶的、无记性的心事来合作哈。那它不会有无别境哈，别境就是说啊，我看到这个之后，我还开始做一些分别哈。那因为大家看到听到有种子，它不是马上就是财生即灭吗？所以根本没有时间去做这种别境的分别的哈，和起这种烦恼哈。然后更不要讲什么善啊、不善啊、烦恼的这些东西，它都不会有。And I just quickly refresh what is five universal mental factors. It's attention, contact, sensation, perception, and volition. Because I need to put everyone on the same ground. We translate this as volition. This is very important. 那我只是告诉大家说五片型哈是作意处受想思，那这个思哈，因为要让大家知道我怎么翻译的哈，因为这个非常的重要。Next, it says the realm where and what the eighth consciousness to manifest purely depends on the power of karma。那接着第二句他说借地随他业力生，就说今天我这个第八世哈。我要转身到哪里，然后现什么样的在哪地现什么样的身呢？它全部是靠什么业的力量。Okay, so where will we be born? Okay, three worlds and nine lands. Anyway, the world of formless, the world or realm of formless.The realm of form, the realm of desire, and it has, the realm of desire has, it's called the first ground. The first land has six, you see the translation, the sixth realm here, okay, sixth realm, first ground, and the world of desire, okay, then we have the second until to ninth, ground. You see,We don't need to know about all the details. We only need to know that, you know, we can rebirth into so many people and so many places for ordinary people. Okay. 那这只告诉大家说三界九界有多少地方我们可以投生啦齁。但是呢他投生的时候呢他是被阅历所决定。Then we need to talk about what, Bill say, the karmic seeds. But before that, there are many methods to categorize seeds. Okay. I use this one, because it's easier for me to explain this sastra. One is called seeds of designation. And the second one called seeds of karma or karmic seeds. Okay. So what is the first seeds of designation? 那种子有很多种分类法哈，我用这个方法是因为对我解释这个八识规矩颂比较方便哈。第一个叫做名言种子，第二个叫做业种子，好，就是有刚刚 Bill 讲的那个 karmic seeds 哈，我只是把它翻成 seeds of karma 这样子。好，那什么是名言种子哈？这对大家请注意听哈。Has two type. The first is called, this is my translation, seeds of designation of interpretation, first kind. The second kind, designation of manifestation. I'm not sure if this is a perfect translation. 那种子名言种子有两种，一个叫表意名言种子，一个叫显境名言种子。诶，我发现虽然名相很多但是很重要。The designation of interpretation, only the sixth consciousness has it. Because, you know, from the name, it need to interpretate. For example, the sound. When the sound come, I need interpretation. Oh, this is, Mozart. Or, ice cream come. Or something, When you have a sound, it has a meaning. It's not just sound. Because I spent some time to find out, the music means the ice cream car come. Because that music has a meaning, right? And Mozart, the pianist, the whole realm means his sound. For example, here, Amitabha. Does it mean anything to you, Amitabha? Yes? Because it represents, the Buddha's vow, Buddha's blessing, Buddha's whatsoever, and Buddha say, if I chant his name, then I can follow him to the Western Pure Land, right? So I keep chanting, Amitabha, Amitabha, Amitabha. Amitabha means something. And this become a seed. The seed that I grabbed, that I put in my mind, whatever I learned about Amitabha, the seeds, when I chant Amitabha, I pull out the seeds, and I keep watering it. Amitabha, it become bigger seed. Amitabha, bigger seed. Amitabha, 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 right? And at that moment, your practice means something. But if you don't use a mind, when you chant Amitabha, you just like Amitabha, Amitabha, Amitabha. You didn't think about the meaning of Amitabha. It doesn't help your see at all. So for all of you who use the method of chanting Amitabha, every time Amitabha means something, you have to remember. Even it's your vow, your wish, or Buddha's blessing whatsoever, when you chant it, use your mind, and Amitabha means something. Otherwise, you can chant cup, 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 cup. The name become only object for you to focus on. And it doesn't help your seeds at all. Understand? 表意名言种子，好，只有第六识有，因为第六识可以起分别，它可以起，它解读，你知道吗？它可以解读意思。比如说，我来美国哈，其实我常常听到那段音乐，我都不知道那是什么意思。后来我才知道说，原来是冰淇淋车来了，就像我们在台湾哈，垃圾车来了那一段少女的祈祷，对吧？那少女的祈祷就是少女的祈祷啊，可是她在台湾有一个意思，就是垃圾车来了。好，啊，你远远听到的时候，你的第六意识马上就赶快去拿垃圾出去了嘛，哈。那在这边听到那一段音乐啊，你就知道要去买冰淇淋了嘛。所以那段音乐好有不同的意思，对吧？啊，莫扎特有莫扎特的音乐，但是这一段音乐它有特别的意思，好。所以当我一次又听，一次听到垃圾车，一次又听，一次听到冰淇淋，哇，这个东西就是一直在我八十天里面一直种，一直种，一直种，就是这样。那对我们念佛有什么重要性呢？我们念佛不是阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，嘴巴就这样念阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，声音也出来了，也很大声，对不对？可是对我们阿弥陀佛的这个种子有什么帮忙没有？如果你无心念，好，这跟念一个杯子，有什么差别？跟你念阿嬷阿嬷阿嬷阿嬷阿嬷阿嬷阿嬷有什么差别？没有差别，是因为那个阿弥陀佛有它的特殊意义。当你在念它的时候，你对它的解释，阿弥陀佛是表示佛的功德、佛的愿力，还有你的愿力。我想以后跟阿弥陀佛去西方极乐世界，所以你一次又一次念着阿弥陀佛、阿弥陀佛、阿弥陀佛的时候，它是在连结表意名言种子，你一次一次又一次的灌溉它。不然的话，阿弥陀佛只是一个境啊，如果你一直念它，只是让你修定而已啦， 没有什么意思吗？你念阿嬷也可以啊，你念你妈妈的名字也可以啊，是不是？但是念你妈妈的名字不会让你去西方极乐世界嘛。好，所以就是说表意名言宗旨要记住，千万念佛的时候不要无心念，一定要就是它是有意义的，它是就是代表你的愿，阿弥陀佛的愿，就是一次又一次的念它，一次一次的去灌溉它。 I need to finish this one. OK, the second one is called the designation of manifestation. This is even more important for Zen practitioner, okay, for our meditation. I say it's manifestation, I'm not sure if this is the right one. It means, you know, it's the seeds that can link to the ability to show the phenomena. The ability to show the phenomena. In other words, when we practice, you know, there is a practice is when we meditate, we try to image or contemplate how Buddha looks like, what Buddha looks like. No contemplation. If you try to image Buddha's outlook, then you meditate and you start to, you know, look at the Buddha and you start to look at every detail of Buddha's face. This is a way of practice. And when you practice this kind of contemplation, the focus is the one that who can contemplate, not the image itself. So every time Sifu say, I'm breathing, I clearly know that I am breathing. The breath itself is not the main target for you to practice. It is, I clearly know I am counting the breath. The first part, I clearly know I am counting the breath. That is the focus. Okay? So that's called, so you know that, you know, I am counting the breath. I'm using the method. Otherwise, you go to the samadhi again. You won't generate wisdom. You only attach to certain target. Okay. And if we keep this in mind, every practice, every meditation, you watering the seeds that designate of to the manifestation. Okay. 那显境名言种子呢齁，它就显境齁的意思不是那个境本身，而是可以显境的那一个主体，就是见分齁，这边 here it goes like, it's the subject part of the first seven consciousness that we are, focusing on. Okay. 那就是说前七世的见分，就是那个我可以看的，我可以，我这个 subject 就是主体的部分，是我们要是那个种子，是我们要灌溉的种子。假设我们今天修行，不管用什么方法，什么数息也好，随息也好，哈，默照也好啊，话头也好，师父不是常常跟我们讲说，你要清楚的知道自己在数息，你要清楚的知道自己坐在这里打坐，有没有？为什么要清楚的知道？因为你那个主体 subject 的部分，你不可以漏掉，不然我们又走定的哈。因为你会慢慢的走到是那个对象的那个部分。当你把心都放在对象的部分，你就是修定，你的慧没有办法发起。这样明白吗？好，就是说我们在修行的时候，表意名言种子。显境名言种子，我们要怎么一次又一次的加强它，灌溉它？那在修行的时候，一定要知道修行的重点是哪里，不要落入在那个境的本身。落入在境的本身就是修定。Okay, so I know I need to stop. Here is and the designation of manifestation the first seven consciousness all has it because it all has the subject part. Okay, so this the first part, the first category of the seeds, tells us that when we practice, chanting the Amitabha, or we practice any kinds of method of meditation, we need to know that, you know, which part we need to emphasize or watering. And if we only focus up on the object part, we will go to this, you know, stillness of the mind, and we won't generate the wisdom. Okay, silent illumination. Sifu always say, I clearly know I'm sitting here, right? I clearly know is the subject part of the sixth consciousness. Okay. Next time we will talk about what Bill said, the karmic seeds, the second category that control our rebirth, control our, you know, samsaric rebirth in this world. 那下一次呢，再讲是业种子，业种子就主导我们哈轮回啊，是什么轮回的哈，这也很重要哈。好，时间到了，谢谢大家。